This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Technology Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Mobile technology uses are still being uncovered. Robey Miller's new technology can make a real difference in providing better health outcomes for patients in rural areas. The use of these technologies opens doors to many options and benefits for health care providers. Robey Miller, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm glad to be here too. I'm excited to get the word out about Telepharm and tell people what I'm doing.
Well, good deal, and I'm really actually on the edge of my seat because I'm a technology buff anyway, but explain to us a little bit about Telepharm Technologies.
Sure. Telepharm is a verification and remote video counseling platform for rural pharmacies. So we're basically a telepharmacy provider, and what a telepharmacy is that it's a traditional pharmacy in a rural area, but there's no pharmacist in that pharmacy. So the pharmacist is actually located in a remote area where they are verifying and approving prescriptions from there and then counseling patients through the video counseling platform. And most patients, when they come in, they don't have any idea until they get to the counseling part, and they speak either to, it's either within a tablet or an all-in-one PC that has our application on there for them to be consulted by the pharmacist.
How does the technology work, though?
Sure. Well, we use 1080p, their high-definition cameras, for the technicians to snap the images of what they're dispensing. And then we've built our own WebRTC video conferencing platform for the pharmacist and the patient to connect to each other.
I would be curious, what was the inspiration behind you getting involved in this and starting Telepharm Technologies?
That's a good question. My family has a really small chain in Iowa here, and we have about 5 rural pharmacies. We actually closed 2 of those last year, so we were kind of struggling for a solution to keep their doors open and kind of stop closing these pharmacies. It was also very hard on the communities because they were losing a pharmacy, which also affects their the health clinic there too. So we looked into a couple different telepharmacy solutions, but they had very archaic software and hardware. And when I kind of dove into it, I was like, I could probably build something that would work for this. And once we got into development, things went very smoothly, and we got the kind of our alpha application built, and through it very smoothly. We looked into the market and noticed that the market was pretty wide open. So I dove in head first and quit my job at Pearson, and here we are now, and we got a beta store right now, and we'll be adding 2 more to do some multi-store testing. But yeah, that's pretty much how we got started.
Really cool. Now, we're speaking with Robey Miller of Telepharm Technologies, a new technology that can make a real difference in providing better health outcomes for patients in rural areas, here on eHealth Radio's Health and Technology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What are some future uses you see for this technology?
Yeah, there's a lot of different applications that we can apply to this. You know, things are starting to get going right now. Tomorrow we actually have our grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony for introducing telepharmacy to Iowa, and Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds will be in attendance, kind of showing their support for telepharmacy for Iowa. We're also diving into different telemedicine platforms too, and bouncing around the idea of introducing telepharmacy to the curriculum at the University of Iowa. The dean there has contacted us and wants us to bring telepharmacy into the Iowa curriculum and make it a staple for the pharmacy world.
Yeah, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Telepharm online.
Sure. We have a website. It's Telepharm. It's TelePharm.com. And we have a contact form there, too, if anybody would like to get to know more information or take our application for a demo.
Excellent. We have been speaking with Roby Miller of Telepharm. Technology is a new technology that can make a real difference in providing better health outcomes for patients in rural areas. And the website of reference, once again, is telepharm.com. Roby, thanks so much for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you much, Eric. I appreciate it.
And likewise, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Technology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.